You're with Mind Food Radio, and it is the new Ask the Cheesemonger series that we have, and I have Simon Berry from Whitestone Cheese with me. Now, we're going to be talking now about flavour experimentation with cheese, Simon. Are there certain things that go better than, you know, than others?
Yeah, there are, and I guess you've got to look at your broad appeal that when you're serving a platter, you're usually serving it for more than one person, you know, up to 6 or 8 or 10 or a whole party. So you want to cover all the flavour profiles of the palate when you present it. So think of sweetness, saltiness, sourness, and bitterness. So those four broad flavours need to be presented, and then also mix up texture as well.
Now tell me, what is the best thing to serve, let's say we have a selection of Whitestone cheeses, of course.
Yep.
What is the absolute best thing to serve the cheese on if you're not going to have it on its own?
If you're not going to have it on its own, or firstly, a plain cracker just to add some texture.
Yep.
Or an oat cake's a very good one with blue. And then mix contrasting flavours. So sweetness, for example, try some comb honey with blue or gingerbread.
Oh, yum.
Yep. Or another new one we've done recently is white chocolate with apple or pear in there.
Oh, far out. I think I need to go and get something to eat. Now, when you talk about a sweet cheese, what are some examples of a sweet cheese, Simon?
If you go down to the pressed line, we do one called an Airedale, an aged Airedale, and it has a sweet sort of nutty finish to it. So when it's really, really older and more complex, you'll get a sweet finish. Same with our blues. So then when you combine those stronger flavours with a stronger condiment, then you get some contrast in there.
Interestingly enough, when I was younger, I didn't like blue cheese, but now I think it is one of life's pure joys. I love blue cheese. I just think it's just such an unusual flavour. So how would you describe the flavour of blue? Is that bitter?
No, I'd definitely call it bold.
Yes. Yes, it's definitely bold.
Yeah, and you've got varieties of boldness as well. I mean, our Windsor Blue's more on the subtle or smooth side, and then you go through to the stronger ones like a Roquefort or some of the French ones, or even I'm just thinking the Castellos, you know, they're a little bit sharper, so you might call it a sharp cheese. And then if you bring that sharpness in, we always find sweet goes very well with blue as a contrasting flavour.
Brilliant. Oh, how many different varieties of cheese do you make at Whitestone?
We've got 23 different varieties, and we do cow, sheep and goat's milk, but predominantly cow's milk. And I guess our leaders are our blues, and then our white moulds behind them, and then we do a range of semi-soft or pressed cheeses, and we've got 5 or 6 of those.
Brilliant. It is Ask the Cheesemonger, and you can find all of the detail on Mind Food's social media. Simon Berry from Whitestone Cheese, thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, Nikki. Bye.